top of the morning to you. And I mean, it's the top of the morning. It is now 12 o'clock on the dot in the a.m. And it is, I mean, at the top of the morning. Hello, this is your girl, you know, Fabulous Frida, always your host here to bring you the most on WDGS on your podcast station. And I tell you, yesterday, OMG, meaning oh my goodness, you talk about a great day. I tell you, I had the most exhilarating day yesterday, and I got a great praise report. I don't know about anybody else, but I just love to hear a great praise report. So somebody called me yesterday afternoon, and they shared some blessed news, things that you know when you pray about, and God manifests those things to occur. I mean, that's a time to shout hallelujah, glory to God, and thank you, Jesus. So, you know, when the person first called, they said, I got to share some good news with you. I said, okay, because you know, I love me some good news. So they said, just start clapping. So they told the people around them, start clapping. And so actually, after I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, I ain't heard the news yet. So they said, go ahead, I don't hear you clapping. So anyway, you know, I engaged it, and they went ahead and they shared what the praise report was. I tell you, who report are you going to believe? And I tell you, it was the report of the Lord. And then they went on and gave their testimony, how they were thankful, you know, just to be encouraged to stand in faith. And that's one of the things I want to talk briefly to you about, because what the Spirit has led me to say is that faith, family, and friends. And I tell you, in this time, it takes a lot of faith in what I am seeing, just to engage with family and friends. It takes faith. It takes faith to believe. And you know, I tell you, even in just listening to that praise report, I was just so excited. And this is the stuff that excites me. Things where you know this is truly a miracle. A miracle report, because the person had been given a diagnosis. And in that diagnosis, they had to encounter several things. But one of the things that they were so excited about is now they don't have to concern themselves anymore. You know, that's the best report you can get. When you had bad news to turn into good news and good news to turn into great news, that is something to shout about. That is something that you should give thanks, give praise, and give glory to God. Whenever you got some bad news, but that same bad news turned into good news, and from good news to great news. So, you know, I'm just excited in what God is doing and how He's doing things. And I tell you, even in my personal life, I've been in this prayer position. There are some things I tell people I put on the prayer table. And when I know that there is something I need an answer from the Lord. And one of the things I keep on the table, because this is what the person said to me, continue with the prayer that you say you pray. That, you know, when it comes to one of the things I say, when it comes to all my children, all of them, I have a prayer that I pray, that God will grace them and grant them with a career, with cash, with a car, with a crib, with the relationship with Christ, to be able to raise their children. So we got all them C's, because I want them to be able to see their children become grown and on their own. You know, and so that's what the person was saying. Keep praying that prayer. And I said, I will. But this is the thing about faith, family, and friends. You want to rejoice. You want to be able to rejoice with them. You want to be able to rejoice with them, and just not just them in their natural state, but also in their spiritual state. And you know, and I was thinking about, I have a cousin, And every time somebody would go to her house, because I noticed she never really went to other people's house. Very seldom she would go to a person's house called Sister Pittman. But she never really went in and sat down. And I couldn't understand that. Why she just didn't go to other people's house. But she taught me something through her conduct and her character. Sometimes, even with all of our faith, when it comes to family or friends, we have to be able to understand there are just certain places that God just don't want us to cross and go into. It's nothing personal against the person. And the reason I say this, because I want to share this with you all now, and I want y'all to grab this. When it comes to family and friends, because I say family and friends, because co-workers, unless you got a co-worker that's a friend, you really don't know them that well. But if you study your family and study your friends, you should know them enough to know how to engage with them. And I am a firm believer, however your family or your friends are, unless God delivers them, however they have been, that's how they'll be. Now, once you get to this place of maturity and you become more seasoned and you want to rejoice in the Lord wherever you go, you're not going to always be easily embraced. Because some people, they really don't want to hear you talk about God. I'm just saying. Some people don't even want you praising God in their presence. They act like it irritates them. And I can tell you, I have definitely experienced when you talk about God, it can irritate people. I shared that with my oldest daughter one time. We were laughing and she said, "Oh, mother, I'm just so frustrated sometimes when this person called me." I said, "Well, you know what? All you have to do is start talking about God, because a lot of time, most people, they'll be ready to get off the phone." Start talking about God and the goodness of God. Start talking scripture. Oh, they'll be ready to get off. The people who really now want to rejoice in the Lord with you. So I'm just talking because we're in this summer season. And we're coming up where people travel, they get out, they go, they vacation, they do things. And you want to know if where you're going, not only is people willing to rejoice in the Lord, but will they rejoice over you being there? Some people just want what they want because they want to control a narrative. They want to control who is in their presence. But it's not because they even like them people sometimes. And it's not because people even love you, because they don't know how. But when you find people, listen to me, if they were selfish when they was little children, if God didn't deliver them, they still going to be selfish. If they were some little haters when they was little, if God don't deliver them, they just going to be big haters. If they was very critical when they was little, if they don't get delivered, they're going to be big critical people. I'm saying whatever somebody is find as a fault, listen to me. All you got to do is study them. Whatever you find as their fault, if God does not deliver them from that fault, they will bring it from their childhood into their adulthood. If you find a person in a fault that's taken, the Bible says, "Ye who are spiritual," you can work to restore that person in the spirit of love, but that don't mean it's going to work. All you can do is try and pray and place them in God's hand and ask God for the serenity to accept the things you cannot change. But one of the things I do want to share with you, how do you handle family and friends? Though you know they may talk negatively about you, they gossip about you, and you just think that the person didn't even give you consideration to say what they said to your face. Well, spiritually, I can say, don't give what they say consideration. You gotta stop the negativity. You gotta train your thoughts completely by ignoring it. And sadly, sometimes you just gotta ignore the person. I'm just saying. whatever God leads you to do. But I want to share with you a few tips, at least five, on how to control your emotions when you know people speak negatively to you or about you. Well, the first thing to do is take a step back. When somebody says something negative about you, it's a natural reaction to sometime to want to go and confront that person, or especially if they lie on you. I did a coaching session yesterday, and the person said to me that somebody had lied, and it was one of their neighbors or two of their neighbors, and they went and confronted those individuals. And so I said to the person, you know, in good consciousness, especially in this day and time, I would never advise that they would do that. You know, I said sometimes when you hear things people say, you don't have to confront them. All you need to do is make a decision how you're going to move accordingly toward them. And it doesn't have to be to confront them. You can forgive them. That's the second thing. And you can make sure, the third thing, to pray for them. And the fourth thing is to set boundaries. Sometimes you just got to set boundaries. And you have to completely disengage. And I don't mean when you be rude, or you don't answer your phone, or you don't check on a person, and if they don't check on you. I mean set boundaries like, we're not going to be in the same tent. Are we not going to be in the same cabin? Are we not going to be in the same house? Or maybe in the same city? But you want to set boundaries. And the fifth thing you want to do when you find yourself dealing with your own emotions, when you know people have spoken negatively about you, is to practice self-care. Because if you don't practice self-care, you'll let yourself get caught up and a lot of don't care. And you don't want your heart to get hardened and bitter to a place to say you don't care. I think that's a harsh word when people say they. Now, it's some things you shouldn't care about. But you should always care about your loved ones. You may not care about what they say, but you should care about them. If they're your loved ones, if you love them. And so you, in order to do that, it may take faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of the things not seen. So how you handle family and friends may take faith. You got to have faith to trust God that in your self-care, that you just continue to do kind and decent things. You continue to stand on your word and be a person of compassion, of your own truth. And see, this is the thing where you build your own character when you get to the place of self-care, when you practice that. You want to make sure you don't try to control the narrative of other people. You just have to do you and be okay with doing you. And if people don't come around or come across, guess what? That is not on you. That's why you need to practice self-care. That is between them and God. And I can tell you about me, because I'm at this place now. I'm cool with not having visitors. I am, honestly, because it's such many things to do. I was sharing with the person last night that called me to give me the good news. Some things that I just enjoy doing. And I sent them, you know how you share pictures of places and things you can do and things you are doing and things you have done. And I tell you, for me, I'm in a place of peace and harmony. And you know why? Because I love everybody. And I'm not trying to control the narrative of anybody's life. Whatever people want to go and come and do or don't do, that's between them and whomever and God. I just know for me right now in my season, I'm good where I am. My spirit is at peace. My mind is attentive and alert and is in harmony. I don't have nothing to stress me weigh me down, and even put a time factor or time frame on whatever it is I choose to do. I thank God that for the first time in my life, y'all don't hear me now, I'm able to wake up and ask God, what would you have me to do? And then he leads and guides me and I obey. See, there was once upon a time, even though I've been able to wake up and ask God, what would you have me to do today? But then I would get off track and off track because people would either call or come by. And then I would entertain and engage things that I might didn't feel like doing. But I did it anyhow. So I'm at this place now. I don't have to. And I'm so excited about that. Listen to me. That's what I do believe they call the golden years. And so I got so excited to practice self-care that even today, y'all, listen to me. I had an appointment with a masseuse, a professional masseuse. And somebody had told me about this place. And they said to me, they said, Miss Frieda, make you an appointment and I'll pay for it. And once they introduced me to this place, you know, I never went. But I decided to go, and I went today. And I tell you, that was such a beautiful blessing to have a full body massage. Oh, my goodness. You talking about feeling good. I took my own water, and I tell you, my body, I could tell, was just so grateful, so thankful. And when you get to this place where I believe, when you practice self-care, I've put in my time and I've spent my dimes to do so much. And I'm not complaining to do what God instructed me to do. I'm not complaining what God has positioned me to do. But now that those careers and jobs are over, I can move on, as they can say, to the next chapter. So the chapter that I'm in now, I pray that everybody reaches this chapter. Don't be no hater against people who put in their time, put in their dime, put in their pain, put in their gain. And listen, don't hate. Just keep praying and treating people right. And let God bless you to get to this place and this point. And that's just where I am, y'all. So, you know, I just wanted to encourage somebody, if I can, to have faith. But when you talk about faith in family and friends, sometimes you just gotta get away from what you expect them to do or you want them to do, and just let God do in their lives what God, only God, can do. And that's where I am, with my family, with my friends, and with my faith. Not just for them, but for my own self. God, you do what only you can do. And I tell you, coming up Mother's Day, I said, that's a great treat, you know, to get that massage. And then I'm looking forward to another thing that I got on my calendar to do for self-care, for myself. Care for yourself, because I have came to discover at the end of the day, if we don't care for ourselves, listen to me, you can sit back and expect other people to care for you, but they got their own stuff to care for. And if they got careers and they got kids and they got cars, that means they got bills and they got cribs, they gotta go to work. And it's okay. But care for yourself. Make time to care for yourself. And if and like with me, you know, a lot of people, they may see Mother's Day as a pagan holiday. But it's not for me. Because every day, I'm still a mother. Am I celebrated every day? Absolutely not. So if somebody is willing to take one day out the year to shower me with gifts, to say, you know what, these are appreciations, I will receive that. Because everybody everybody, and I literally mean this, everybody that puts out and pours out in their due diligence in raising children in their career field, treating customers. That's why you even have Appreciation Day, Bosses Appreciation Day. Everybody wants to be appreciated. I don't think it's a person in the world that puts out and pour out that don't want to be appreciated. Sometimes you may not have the money to do it, but you can still send a little, what I call a GIF. Because it's been so tight for me this year. Let me tell you something. Even with my own children, I had to tell every one of them. You know, usually I send them some little lunch money for their birthday. But I ain't been able to do that. My budget been so tight. And listen, I'm not complaining. Because as long as I can pay all my bills and I don't have to beg or borrow, I'm good. And sometimes people will misconstrue what you going through because you're not begging and borrowing. But I just know, and I've had to say to each and every one of them, actually, you know, it kind of started near the end of the year. When birthdays came up, I said, listen, unlike all the years before, I'm just not able because my budget is so tight, y'all, right now. I'm thankful and grateful if I have enough money to just survive for myself throughout the month. But again, I'm not complaining because God meet all of my needs and He makes sure that all my needs are met. I may not be able to get the things I want, but I don't have to beg and borrow to meet my needs. Amen. And when I believe a person is in that position, that's a good place. That's a great place. I'm just saying. So you just make sure that as you move forward in this month of May and you're celebrating your mother or yourself, just know to keep the faith. Continue to pray for those who wrongfully persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. Pray for them. Ask God to deliver them. Strengthen them and keep them. And on that note, may the blessings from heaven flow down into your lives, meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires. And may you continue to prosper and be in good health. I want you to think about what I'm saying, even as your soul prospers. Those words come from 3 John, and I think it's chapter 1, verse 2, I believe. Google search it. That's an assignment. Prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And that is my solemn request unto God, because the Bible said make our requests known. And I pray that for each and every one of you, that you really do, and stop trying to control the narrative of other people's lives and be okay with accepting the fact that you want to live to prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God, beautiful blessings unto each and every one of you. And until the next podcast, I love you all. God bless and bye for now.